Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine. Episode 2, There's No Place Like Rome. Written by Carly Freeman and Laura Babiak, based on The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Kinda. Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast, where I talk about, well, me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine. And since Dad kept interrupting me last time, I am podcasting from a top-secret, undisclosed location. Basically, I'm hiding underneath a broken air hockey table in our basement and kinda, sorta, just hoping for the best. So, last time, I left off at the part of the story where Sadie and I had just accidentally time-traveled to ancient Rome. It went something like this.
We're on the west side of Rome. Wait, no, east. If the Pantheon's to our left and the Colosseum's to the right, does that mean we're south?
Which dial did you touch? The red one or the maroon one?
There's a difference?
Do you even care that we're stuck with a mixed up time machine in the middle of a Roman landfill?
I mean, I just kind of like to look around a little.
Now is not the time to be a history buff, Sadie.
Don't you at least want to take a walking tour?
I guess. Sadie won out. Sadie always wins. So we covered the time machine in some ancient trash, prayed no one would touch it, and went exploring. If you've never traveled to ancient Rome by time machine, I got a couple of tips. Number one, pack a toga. Your maxi skirt slash graphic tee combo might fit right in at Robotics Club, but when you're on the Via Flaminia and everyone else is driving chariots, you're gonna look a little out of place. Teenage boys might run up to you and start yelling at you in Latin. It is very annoying. Tip number two, if you forgot your toga, look for fabric. Any fabric. And if by a stroke of good fortune, you happen to crash land your time machine near Monte Testaccio, it's an ancient Roman landfill, Sadie geeks out over it, I couldn't care less. Anyway, you're gonna find lots and lots and lots of thrown out fabric. Some of it is in pretty good condition. The rest of it is just not. Choose carefully. Then, and only then, should you attempt to blend in with the crowd. This is cool, but not quite what I expected.
Are you kidding? This is amazing!
For you, maybe, but look at all these people. I thought Rome was supposed to be the dawn of civilization. The best humanity had to offer, and yeah, there's great buildings and stuff, but there's...
So much inequality?
Yeah.
Well, what you expect? This is the exact location where the Gracchi brothers rose to unprecedented political power just by giving out free bread, which, in case you were wondering, led to the proverbial phrase bread and circuses, and also inspired the Hunger Games trilogy.
How do you know all this stuff?
I stay awake in history class, unlike you.
Sadie could have walked around Rome all day, shouting things like,
"We're in the Republic!"
And,
"Jesus hasn't even been born yet!"
I kept begging, "Let's just get back to the time tractor." But no, she wanted to fact check her history textbook. Did women own businesses? Did spear carriers carry real spears or just rocks on sticks? On days like this, I remember why I am Sadie's only friend. No one else is willing to put up with her when she really gets going. Sadie, come on, we have to get back to the time machine.
Izzy, please, just 5 more minutes.
Didn't you ever read that one book by H.G. Wells with the time machine inventor? The dude left his machine alone and bam, stolen by aliens. I do not feel like searching for a stolen time tractor all across ancient Rome.
Fine, fine, I get it. Just let me finish this one thing first.
What one thing?
I really need to measure some horse booties. There's a theory that the width of Roman roads is based on the size of their backsides, and I need to know if it's true.
What? Where did you get a tape measure in ancient Rome?
I had it in my pocket. You never know.
Editorial note, the horse backside theory holds. Don't ask me how Sadie figured it out. It involved making some chariot drivers very, very angry. But once that was all over, Sadie let me take her back to the landfill and uncover the time machine. All I needed to do was figure out how to get it running.
I don't think that's the right button.
I'm trying, okay?
I trust you. You're the techie. What's this dial mean? Sidereal time?
It's star time, basically. I use it to calibrate my telescope.
Right ascension, declination?
Complicated science-y words for up, down, left, right. This dial needs a Julian date. Give me your phone, it has a better calculator.
Is our engine supposed to be smoking? Like, is it at all possible that thing is steam-powered and this is how it's supposed to work?
You keep asking me like I know how time machines are built just because I did 2 weeks of robotics camp.
I'm just gonna assume that smoke is normal then.
2,499,000, I think.
What now?
The Julian date for 2022. Maybe. Let me double check. Take 4,713, multiply by 365, add in the leap years.
Izzy, nice math and everything, but you might want to hurry it up.
Huh? Why? So, as it turns out, spear carriers do in fact carry real spears, including one very angry-looking gladiator dude who was running right at us.
Mini Tractorus illa tempus machina est.
Personally, I was convinced it was a death threat and Mr. Gladiator Dude was gonna murder us, sight unseen. With the benefit of hindsight and Google Translate, I now realize he was yelling, "Hey, is that tractor a time machine?" But, you know, I'd already pressed the button. We were going home.
I wonder how the girls are doing.
Fine. How much trouble can you get into in a chicken coop?
Mmm.
On the other hand, unless I'm going blind faster than I thought, it looks like the barn door is open.
I told them not to go in there. Charles, you don't think.
What I don't think is that we have anything to worry about.
For all we know, they could be halfway to the Han Dynasty right now, or stuck in an unfinished Machu Picchu.
Or they could be somewhere and someone much closer. You always go to the worst case scenario, Maria.
That's because I'm the one who got stuck living with Vikings for 3.5 days.
Well, I was the one stuck with your parents.
Thank God, we're home.
It's America, at least.
You mean it's not Philly? I could have sworn I said it for Philly.
Philly doesn't have palm trees. Izzy, when's the last time you saw a blockbuster?
Whenever the last Marvel movie was.
Blockbuster? Like the store.
Confession. I didn't set it for Philly, and I definitely didn't get us back to 2022. I kinda accidentally got us to Hollywood, 1993. Not totally complaining, way better than ancient Rome, but we had to ditch the togas. I silently thanked God that my personal style is 90s vintage. I had all the scrunchies I needed, no dumpster diving required. Now, I could just focus on getting us back to 2022. You hold the sidereal dial in place, I'll turn the declination.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
It just kind of came out in my hand.
I told you, to hold the sidereal dial. How hard is that? Hold it, not turn it. Definitely not break it.
Sorry. What are we gonna do?
I guess put it back together, but first...
First what?
First, let's get famous.
Izzy, you down here?
Please hold for unanticipated technical difficulties. Dad, I'm podcasting.
Why are you podcasting from underneath an air hockey table?
Cut. Okay, sorry about that. We're running late to my brother's baseball game, so I gotta leave in like 3 seconds. But first, the outro. Next episode, join me to find out why getting lost in the 90s was quite literally the best day of my life. But sadly, it's my weekend for snack bar duty at my brother's Little League game, so, you know, signing off. For now, Izzy. Huge shout out to the amazing cast of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine.
Kathleen Friedman.
Nicholas Marsalia.
Carly Freeman.
Laura Babiak.
Blake Jennings.
Directed by Carly Freeman and Blake Jennings.